This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Happy Thirsty Thursday. Happy Friday, Junior. Steve Miggs.
Yes, Taryn.
I think all of us in this room are a little bit of, you know, we're a little bit morning people, a little bit night owl. You know,
we all say,
oh, I'm going to get to bed at a decent hour, and then I don't think we always do that.
I've always said, if I didn't have this job, I would not be up this early in the morning to listen to our show. Whenever someone's like, oh, man, I don't listen to your show, I don't get up that early, I'm like, I wouldn't either if they didn't give me a paycheck.
That's
a I'm more of a night guy. Yeah.
Well, I wanted to bring that up because what's happening at nights right now on the Rock of Seattle is something a little bit familiar. Jolene is back.
Jolene.
So if you're like us and you tend to stay up late even when you shouldn't, you'll hear a familiar voice. Jolene is back now from 6 to 10 p.m. on the mighty KISW.
Love us, Jolene.
We love her and we welcome her back with open arms. So if you, even at home, you can tell your smart speaker to play KISW and listen to her at your leisure. And now we will inform our Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power.
So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. And I figured a way to celebrate today, I'll play some music and see if you guys can guess what today's day is, okay? All right, so I'm going to put you guys to the challenge. It's pretty simple if you ask me.
Mario Day. Or as you would say, Mario.
It's Mario. No, it's not Mario or Mario Day.
Nintendo Day.
Nintendo Day. Get a little bit closer.
Okay.
Dumb it down a little bit.
So I'll go over.
Perfect segue. Dumb it down.
All video games?
Video game day. Let's go, Sarah!
Yeah, just get to the dumb, and we got Sarah on it.
You got me. I'm ready for you.
Some save the best for last.
Yeah.
Thank you. Wait.
I'll just leave it at that. No, I'll leave it at that. No. Yeah, exactly. Save the best for last.
Perfect. Period.
Yes. It's also National School Picture Day, and I believe.
Oh, yes.
At some point on our social media pages.
I already got it made.
Oh, boy.
She's so fired up. Sarah grabbed school pictures of all of us and is going to put it up on our social media pages. So if you want to see how dumb and dorky we looked as kids, we also look dumb and dorky as adults, but as kids, go to our social media pages at Daily Migs, Daily without an I.
Can confirm we are all still in our awkward phase.
Still right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still.
Yeah. Oh, man, but you know what? You're Seattle Mariners. Here I go again. Here I freaking go again. I woke up this morning and I got extra excited because they beat the San Diego Padres 5-2, which is awesome. But the Houston Astros also lost. So you know what that means, baby.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Yeah! The Seattle Mariners are 3.5 games out of first place and there's still plenty of time.
Okay.
Can you tell? It was like a cup of coffee, a shot of adrenaline in this morning, and now they have a four-game series against the Texas Rangers, and that's happening here over at T-Mobile Park. So let's pack out the stadium and show the Mariners that we love them.
Let's go, Mariners. Is this our year?
Well, come back to me on Monday.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Washington State is experiencing a pretty significant shortage of license plates. So licensing offices all across the state are experiencing this. More than half of Washington's counties are currently out of stock for one or more types of standard license plates.
You know what that means?
What?
We need to arrest more people.
Well, that's where they build them. They put them together.
Do they still do? I remember growing up and thinking that was like one of the coolest tidbits of information that, you know, people who are imprisoned behind bars, mm-hmm. part of what they had to do as a job is make license plates.
Industries.
Do they still do that?
I mean, I toured the penitentiary in Walla Walla a handful of years ago, and they were still doing it at that time. But apparently now they're
like a machine?
Yes. And now they're having to outsource with like another organization because the prison is not keeping up with the demand.
I don't want a non-prisoner license plate.
Right? I want it guaranteed made in prison.
It's so weird because Sarah and I had this conversation literally yesterday because she was like, I want to get one of those personalized plates. I was like, good luck. You're going to be waiting for like 6 months.
I didn't realize there was like a slowdown for this.
Yeah.
But also, what kind of personalized plate would you get?
Oh, no. What we decided, which I don't think they would allow me to get, was bitch.
Yeah, they're not going to give you that.
Just maybe they won't know. They just like, she just wants a lot of eyes in this word.
I mean, I've seen always like the list of license plate suggestions that get shot down, and some are way tamer than just bitch.
maybe like turn up.
That'll do.
Yeah, that'll do. I also never knew that they were made in jail.
Up until right now?
Right now. I never knew that. That's
story.
So cool.
It's pretty cool.
Makes me want to go to jail even more. I want to make a license plate.
Okay, you know what? We can make that happen.
Bitch.
You know what? If you're a bad driver, maybe at some point they'll arrest you. I don't know. That's a weird segue. But anyway, Seattle ranks as the second worst city for congestion. Oh. And the third worst for traffic amongst 49 major metro areas. And things are not good over here. I think I don't need to tell anybody that. If you just leave your house anytime between, I think, 5 a.m. and 6 p.m., you're probably stuck in traffic.
Just don't. Just stay home.
It's absolute worst. It just sucks. Anytime I leave here, like anytime after, I'd say 12:30, I'm like, oh, this commute's going to be like an hour, hour and a half.
Oh, yeah.
It just blows.
It's bad times.
It's the worst. Hey, as far as weather, it's going to be a beautiful day. 69 degrees and cloudy. That is the DMD, and that's what's up.
We all have those home projects that just never seem to get done. And in my house, I always say that all of our projects are at about 85% completion all the time.
So you sound a lot like one of my wife's family members, where it seems like as soon as they're about to be done with a really cool house improvement thing, because, I mean, I've seen their place, and it's amazing. They add a new project. I'm like, wait, what's going on? Why is that part getting torn down? Well, we're about done with this part, so let's add to this part as well.
Sounds all too familiar.
Yeah.
So we decided to check in with our significant others to see what they think needs to get done ASAP in our homes. You're going to hear what they said at 6:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It seems like we always have house projects that absolutely need to get finished, but at my house, everything is 85% done.
Do you think there'll ever be a day where you have it all done?
No, absolutely not. So I ended up asking my husband, Brad, What is the one thing that we absolutely need to get done as soon as humanly possible?
Sweetheart.
Yes.
Why does it sound like an evil scientist? Yes.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes.
I have explained to the people that I work with and also our listeners that most of the projects that we tackle are at 85% completion. And I just wanted to know which house.
Okay. I don't even need to hear what he has to say. He's saying so much. It's like watching the debates when you could just watch the other person not speaking. You could totally read their minds. Just by hearing his breathing pattern, I already know what he's about to say.
Which house project that is currently unfinished do you think is at the very top of the list when it comes to priorities?
Well, I like the way you phrased the question, that 85% of the projects we do.
Oh, boy. I love your laugh. How many wines did you have before you asked this question?
This might have been two wines.
That was a definite wine giggle right there from T-Dog.
Are, you know, not finished. So I'm glad you lumped yourself in with that. But what am I doing next?
No, like, what is the priority now? Of all the 85% completed projects, what is the priority?
Get in that hot tub so we can relax.
I like that.
Literally not a priority, but we did. We poured.
In my world, that would be A number one. At the moment that hot tub shows up, I'm like, let's get it set up.
We did pour like a pad where a hot tub could potentially go in the future, but we ran out of money doing our remodel, so we're not getting a hot tub anytime soon.
What? Wow.
You know what also makes me laugh about this? Because we did a project, you know, when we went and cleaned up a park with Taryn Daly.
Yes.
And if she is anything that...
Great point, Danny.
I understand Brad's frustration.
Yeah. Do you just stand around holding some kind, like a broom for 5 hours acting like you're, and talking to people?
Let me know when you need me.
And then the best part about this is he does all the work, clearly.
Yes.
You still had to go and follow up and bug him again to get a real answer out of the guy.
Okay, now what's the real answer?
That was the real answer. You gonna edit this together?
We'll get on.
They're killing me. Your wine giggles are killing me.
I hate it so much. We'll get a hot tub once all the projects are at 100%.
Okay.
What's the project sitting at 85% that most needs to be finished?
Probably need to redo the deck before the winter.
Yeah. Get it all stained and painted.
Yeah, get that all done.
Are we going to do that soon?
Yep.
We?
Right after my birthday week.
His birthday's on Saturday, by the way.
You let him have a whole week?
Well, this is, I like to celebrate a birth month. He's more about the birth week.
Man, I tried that. My wife's like, the third. It's one day. That's all you get. I was like, what, not even the fourth? She's like, no, it's just one day. You have a birthday, not a birthdays.
Migs, you asked Sid.
Yes.
The same question.
Yeah, we're sitting on the couch hanging out with Tatum. And I was like, oh, crap. I got to go check and see what she thinks I have to get done. I was a little nervous. So I was like, I have no idea what she thinks I need to get done. And I feel like there's a few things around the house that I should get working on.
We're talking about how Taryn has a bunch of house projects. And she has about 85% of them always done. What's the one house project that you'd like to get done? And by you meaning, have me do it.
I don't know. I don't know if we have really any, projects.
What about you, Tatum? Do I have any house projects I gotta get done?
No.
All right. That's right. Everything's done around here.
Well, I wouldn't say that. It's just big projects.
Yeah, no follow-up questions. I was just leaving it at that.
Sounds good.
If I got nothing to do, this weekend got a lot better. Tatum said no. You said no. I'm good.
No.
Lucky man. Off the hook. Now, what about you, Sarah? Did you chat with George about this?
To be honest with you, I was waiting all day for her to say, actually. And I was like,
dodge the bullet.
Yeah. Then she starts thinking about it, though. She's like, oh, actually, I need that done and that done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, of course I asked my man.
Hi, babe.
Hello.
What is that one house project that hasn't gotten done yet, would you say?
I don't know. I think we got a lot done.
Nice.
Before our party. I will say you have done a great job. But what about all the pictures I want in my workout room? Like my heart light, my lip light, my hang loose light.
What the hell do you have going on? Are you turning your room into a Hot Topic?
I do have a lava lamp, too.
Oh, my God.
What I've realized is I really like light-up signs.
Neon signs, like a dive bar.
Neon signs, yeah. I already have three, but I needed three more in my workout room.
Of course.
Oh, and then the new sign that you love that we got at our housewarming party that says, eat cake.
I can't say what I really think about that one. All your other signs, just tell me where to put them. I'll put them up. But I saw that. It's not my favorite.
It just tells you to eat cake.
Why do we need that?
Everyone wants to eat cake.
I hate that sign.
You say hate?
It's the worst sign. I'd rather put 8 live, laugh, love signs up than that sign.
Wow. Which, by the way, he did end up hanging up, and it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yes!
What's the location?
Dude, it's a primo spot, y'all. It's like, it's in between the living room and the kitchen, and it's right below our wedding pictures.
Oh my gosh.
That is love.
I love that you won that battle, by the way.
I won it.
That's my girl. Now, what about you, Rockaholics?
Yeah.
206-803-ROCK. What is that one house project that just hasn't been done? Call in now, 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after Three Doors Down.
The Daily Mix Show.
What is that one house project that just hasn't been done yet? 206-803-ROCK. Joshua is in Gig Harbor. What is it you need to build for your greenhouse?
Good morning. I need to build a retaining wall, but before I do that, the other day, it was in the morning, and I crashed into the greenhouse with my skid steer.
Oh, no.
When I was moving mud for my father-in-law digging out a pond.
Oh, no. How long have you been working on this greenhouse?
It took about a year. It's like 60 by 80 or something. It's a pretty big one. You're able to stand up tall in there. So
is it salvageable after the damage done by the skid steer?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
It's just only on one side. My father-in-law, when we were building it, he had busted one of the rafters and just tore it all to heck.
Oh, no.
And real quick, because I'm ignorant to green, I know what a greenhouse is, but what do you plan on growing in the greenhouse?
My wife has flowers.
Nice.
An acre flower farm.
Oh, awesome.
Very cool. I'm jealous. I got greenhouse envy now.
Yeah, there's no chance we'll ever have a greenhouse. Between my wife and I, we try and plant things and we just watch them die. That's our fun summer activity. Let's try and grow strawberries. Okay.
This is our year, just like the Mariners.
We got three of them. We are the Seattle Mariners of gardening.
What is that one house project that just has not been done? 206-803-ROCK. Justin in Ferndale, how's your garage these days?
About the same as when we moved in.
Justin, I feel like you and I are the same person because that had been, we have a couple days off coming up, and I'm like, those days are the days I'm going to get this garage organized, and I probably won't.
Sure, yeah.
That was the exact same for me during Labor Day. It was also the first day of school for my kids. I took the full 4-day weekend. I was like, okay, let's get the garage done.
And I don't know.
Projects came up and all that. Nope.
Is it you or, because it's mostly my crap that's gathering clutter in our garage, not my wife's. How is it for you?
I'd say it's about a 30-70, 30 on me, 70 on her. But then again,
make her do it.
I swear, I feel like we organize the garage once a year and then it goes back to hell.
And every year I'm like, I'm going to get all the shelving stuff and get it all set up so I can put like all the Christmas stuff up and away and get some of all my like hockey stuff out of the way too.
Drums.
They're all just everywhere. Everywhere.
Well, I do have a project for the Rockaholics this morning, and that is to defeat Steve Miggs. If you would like to play Beat Miggs, give us a call now. 206-803-ROCK. His record is 259 wins, 74 losses, and 45 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 6:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.